Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Introducing the two-way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the two-way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the two-way for yourself at newbalance.com.
What's up, everyone? This is Luke Munger of Dogman.com. The Huskies have a Friday night game, their first road game of the season against the UCLA Bruins in the Rose Bowl on the 30th of September at 7:30 p.m. This will be a tough game. UCLA is a solid team. They're 4-0. Their closest game was a one-point win at home over South Alabama. Nevertheless, they've been otherwise pretty untested and feature a pretty veteran and talented squad. We'll start on the offensive end. And obviously the headliner here is Dorian Thompson-Robinson, DTR. Has been playing in games for UCLA since 2018. He's played in over 40 college football games, and he, over the course of his career, has continued to progress. Last year was his best season running and throwing the ball. He scored 30 total touchdowns, over 600 rushing yards. He is a talented guy. He's not just a scrambler. He's averaging 8.5 yards per completion this year. He's completed almost 75% of his passes. He takes great care of the ball. He's nearly impossible to bring down in the backfield. And when he's able to evade pressure, he can either use that to extend plays and allow time for his receivers to get open downfield and make big throws, or, of course, just pick up chunk yardage on the ground. So he, as always, will be a tall task for the Huskies to try to limit. In general, UCLA is a run-first offense. They have skewed towards running the ball more than throwing the ball in every single season under Chip Kelly, which is also since 2018. They have averaged over 70 plays per game in that time as well, so pretty fast pace. They're not necessarily like a breakneck pace team like Kent State, for example, but they do tend to, once they get in a roll, keep the gas pedal down and put pressure on the defense. Their running back, or their lead back, is Zach Charbonnet, and he is incredibly good. In fact, according to PFF, he was the highest graded ball carrier in the conference in 2021. 220 pounds, he's a physical guy, very difficult to bring down on first contact, but he also is not just a bruiser. He is elusive in the open field. He can outrun people and break off big plays. So Zach Charbonnet is another guy that the Huskies will have to worry quite a bit about on Friday night, excuse me. DTR, when he does throw the ball, has a pretty good group of receivers to distribute. From an interesting fact here, DTR has thrown 8 touchdown passes this year, and each has gone to a different person, so distributes the wealth pretty evenly. There are two guys, though, that are kind of the lead receivers. Jake Bobo, a transfer from Duke, is a 6'5 target. He's not just like a deep downfield go jump ball kind of guy, although he does definitely have that skill set at 6'5". Duke used him a lot last year in the screen game, throwing it to him underneath and allowing him to use his long strides to make big plays. So he's a guy to look out for. Kashmir Allen is a guy that's kind of targeted more out of the slot. Not necessarily a super big guy. He actually has more rushing attempts than receptions in his career, 53 to 51 at UCLA. However, he has transitioned entirely into a receiver's role. That's not to say that he won't take like a jet sweep or line up in the backfield every once in a while, but now he's a guy that will line up out wide and in the slot. He's often targeted near the line of scrimmage as well, and using that ball carrier instinct, he's able to sort of pick up extra yardage that way. Bruin offensive line is veteran in the middle. They have three returning starters, featuring two new tackles. Raekwon O'Neal started at Rutgers last year, though, so someone that has experience starting at the Big Ten level. They have Garrett DiGiorgio, who played in two games last year as a true freshman that's now starting at right tackle. So in all, they have four offensive linemen with pretty, I guess, substantial starting experience at the Power 5 level. Another solid group there. Then another thing to mention, they have a kind of trio of tight ends that they use a lot. Carson Ryan, Hudson Habermel, and Michael Zike. They've combined for 20 receptions. Two of them have seven and one of them have six, so used pretty interchangeably. Going to the defensive side of the ball, UCLA's defense has been impressive. They've limited their opponents to 72 points in just four games this year, so that is under 20 points per game. They're headlined, in my opinion, by a pretty talented group of pass rushers. A familiar name, Liatu Latu, has five sacks on the season. He's not listed in the two deeps, but he plays as much as a starter. In fact, he's played the second most snaps of any edge rusher on UCLA. They also have identical twin brothers who play a lot on the edge, Grayson and Gabriel Murphy. If you're wondering how identical they are both listed at 6'3", 262 pounds. So they're quite literally the exact same size. And both of them are strong pass rushers as well. Grayson checks in with three sacks and 4.5 tackles for loss. Great. Yeah, UCLA on the interior defensive line, rotate a lot of depth in there as well. They have five guys that have played 65 snaps or more this year. The one that has been the most effective this year is actually a Harvard transfer, Jacob Sykes. He's pretty solid, 6'3", around 280 pounds. He is strong enough to clog up space, but he's also kind of more of a penetrative, quick guy off of the defensive line and someone to definitely keep a watch out for. And then Jay Toya, who interestingly enrolled in USC as a freshman last year early, but then transferred before the start of fall camp to UCLA, got some PT last year as a true freshman, in fact, played in every game. Now he's the other starter, and he's a good complement size-wise, around 325 pounds. He's definitely a presence in the middle. Speaking in the middle, we'll go now to inside linebackers. John Vons, I think, is the most intriguing player in this UCLA defense. He's a dual sport athlete. He's played in 76 games at UCLA for baseball. He's played both football and baseball. He also has a diverse skill set out on the football field. He played some in the secondary as a freshman and now is purely an inside linebacker. And so unsurprisingly, that experience in the secondary has led to him being a great coverage linebacker. In fact, he has the highest pass coverage grade on the team for anyone that's had over 150 snaps. So he's definitely a guy to look out for. And then he is joined in the middle by Darius Mousseau, who is a nice complement to Vaughn at the linebacker spot. He's great against the run. He's tied for the team lead in tackles, excuse me. Great. And then moving into the secondary, Stephen Blaylock is a veteran safety at UCLA. He is the most veteran or has the most experience playing at UCLA of a secondary that features three redshirt seniors. So again, a pretty experienced group. He started in every game he's played in at UCLA since the 2019 opener. And then he's partnered by Mo Osling, who's had a great start to his 2022. Another senior. This is his first year really extensively starting. But he's tied for the team lead in tackles and is graded out as an 85.4 tackler this year. So he's been a sure presence bringing down ball carriers. And he's also been strong as coverage as well. And he actually played a little bit of corner earlier in his career, so he has those coverage skills too. Devin Kirkwood, John Humphrey, and Azizi Hearn round out the rest of the secondary. Those three play corner and nickel. They are all 6'2 and taller, so they are long people that can stymie passing lanes. So far, Kirkwood is the only one that's had a flattering PFF grade one of over 60, and he actually comes in at 71.8, but he's solid. So then Azeezy Hearn, though, was a lockdown corner at Wyoming before transferring to UCLA, so he could return to dominant form at any time. Otherwise, I think it'll be interesting to see if the Huskies are able to keep Penix's jersey clean, if this is something that the Huskies can try to exploit in the secondary. That's kind of the first matchup that I think will be interesting to watch, is the Husky receivers against UCLA's DBs, specifically those corners. I also think Washington's offensive tackles against UCLA's edge rushers will be interesting. Liatu Latu and the Murphy twins are all excellent pass rushers. Roger Rosengarten and Troy Fautanu have been excellent, though, at tackle. If we see more Jackson Kirkland, he's a proven quantity there as well. So I think Washington's ability to keep Michael Penix clean will go a long way in determining the outcome of this game. And lastly, I think it'll be interesting to see Washington's edge rushers against UCLA's tackles. Again, the Bruins have two new starting tackles, at least for UCLA. The Huskies are coming off of a near double-digit sack performance against Stanford. The Huskies will look to carry that momentum, but it won't just be so easy as getting pressure, as DTR is slippery, so they will also have to finish the job once they are back there. In previous previews with Jack and with Josh Wodka, we've done confidence intervals, so I will dabble around with the confidence interval. I'm not going to lie, it's pretty much 50-50. I think this will be Washington's toughest game of the year. UCLA, or at this point, of course, UCLA is great. They are 4-0. It sounds like they're giving out free tickets, trying to fill that place. So this will be a big test for the Huskies, and we'll see if they're able to get it done Friday night. Go Dawgs.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.